Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, they say love is grand.
Yes.
Yeah, well, divorce is about 100 grand. So, just, yeah, keep that in mind,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's worth it.
But why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it. Oh, that's terrible.
You're starting it like that,
yeah,
are
yeah, it's going to be like that.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Here we go. All right. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
And neither of us have experience with divorce. We may after this
show.
You're right. Yeah, right.
All
right. These are actual complaints received by a vacation operation from dissatisfied customers.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
This ought to be good.
Oh, this is. My fiancé and I requested
twin beds
when we booked, but instead we were placed in a room with a king bed. We now hold you responsible and want to be reimbursed for the fact that I became pregnant.
Yeah.
This would not have happened if you had put
twins.
Us in the room that we booked.
Shame on you.
Yeah. I was bitten by a mosquito. The brochure did not mention mosquitoes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. It is your duty as a tour operator to advise us of noisy or unruly guests before we travel.
Yes, you should.
Oh,
yes,
my
shame
heavens.
On you.
Right. We had to line up outside to catch the boat, and there was no air conditioning.
No air conditioning?
Yeah.
Outside? I've never
waiting for the
heard
boat.
Such
yes.
A thing.
When we were in Spain, there were too many Spanish people there. The receptionist spoke Spanish. The food was Spanish. No one told us there would be so many foreigners.
Oh, and serious.
I know. These are
and
serious.
Yeah. Serious.
The brochure stated, no hairdressers at the resort. We're trainee hairdressers, and we think that they knew and made us wait longer for service.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've been discriminated
against.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. I'm offended.
Right. I compared the size of our one-bedroom suite to our friend's three-bedroom suite, and ours was significantly smaller.
You think?
Really?
I'll
be darned. Really?
That.
Yeah. It took us 9 hours to fly home from Jamaica to England.
What?
It took the Americans only 3 hours to get home. This seems unfair.
Yes, it is.
Well,
what are you going to do about it?
Well, put Jamaica someplace else, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. The roads were uneven and bumpy, so we could not read the local guidebook during the bus ride to the resort.
That's terrible.
Because of this, we were unaware of many things that would have made our holiday more fun.
And people are serious.
And they're serious about this.
Give me my
right,
money back.
Right, yeah. I think it should be explained in the brochure that the local convenience store does not sell proper biscuits like custard creams or ginger nuts.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Although the brochure said that there was a fully equipped kitchen, there was no egg slicer in the drawers.
No egg slicer.
Yeah.
It's called a knife.
I know it, yes. No one told us there would be fish in the water. The children were scared.
No, I bet they were.
Yeah. We found the sand was not like the sand in the brochure.
Oh,
your brochure shows the sand as white, but it was more yellow.
More yellow than white.
Really? Oh, man. Really? The beach was too sandy. We had to clean everything when we returned to our room.
Oh, for shame.
Duh.
Oh, for shame.
We booked an excursion to a water park, but no one told us to bring our own swimsuits and towels. We assumed it would be included in the price.
Of course.
Man, yeah. We got a great show coming up.
Oh, I hope
Duke Davis is riding along with us. We have Randy Reeman, Sons of the San Joaquin, Patsy Cline,
woo-hoo,
Craig Chambers, but we're going to start off with Dave Stamey,
yeah,
The Land Where Cedars Grow.
I come from Ireland, I was but 17. Half grown, half starved I, and this country was wilder than I'd ever dreamed, and I was full of pride. And the land she shone like a brand new dime, bright like a fire glows. She shone brightest when I headed west to the land where cedars grow. I went to working for a freight hauling man. God, that man was mean. Freighted into Texas, a red dirt land with never a hint of green. But good night was hiring to trail his herds, so I took a mean ways his old and found myself a horseback and headed for the land where cedars grow. Drove them herds through burning sun, through wind and freezing rain, 1,000 miles before we were done, out on them northern plains. And I took my pay and I headed for town, where the whiskey flows. And I got to drinking and I went to the bad, in the land where cedars grow. One winter's morning, drunken and broke, that's where she came undone. I robbed a coach on the Bannock Road, and I never even fired my gun. And the very next week I had done her again, but the driver, he was slow. I shot him down and I went on the run in the land where cedars grow. To shake the devil's hand, you must follow him to hell and look him in the eye. Before it was over, he knowed me well, and his brand was on my hide. The deputies found me one rainy night, surprised me on the road. A bullet in my leg, they finally brought me down in the land where cedars grow. They threw me in jail, they cut off me leg, and I'm only 23. I hear the devil laughing from down below, for heaven will never see me. And they'll hang me tomorrow for what I done, and in the sunset's glow, I'll step off to eternity in the land where cedars grow. And the land she shone like a brand new dime, bright like a fire glows. She shone brightest when I headed west to the land where cedars grow.
Oh, yeah, a great way to start out Clear Out West radio show with our good buddy Dave Stanley.
Yeah.
Betcha. Well, hey, welcome. Yeah, glad you're riding along with us. And
we have
no idea where that came from.
No idea.
That's what we're talking about this week.
Where did that come from?
I automatically went to Dad's quotes.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
that we used to use periodically.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't have used them around our mother.
Indelicate company.
Yeah, yes, right, yeah. Yes. We would repeat one of Dad's quotes, and Mom would say, "Your father might talk like that, but you can't.
Your dad may say it, but
yeah,
you can't.
But that's right. Where did that come from?
Yeah. Well, Dick was pretty good with some of those sayings,
was
you
he?
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, aha, she cried as she swung her wooden leg aloft.
Where in the world did that come from?
Huh?
Right. Right. Well, right. Like one of Dick's favorite jokes. If you're walking down the street with a canoe on your head and all four doors fall off, what color would you paint the doghouse?
Exactly.
Purple, because Grandma likes pancakes.
Grandma likes pancakes.
Huh? Where did that come from?
That is a demented mind right there. Well, not demented. Let's say freewheeling.
There you go. You don't want to take
eclectic.
You don't want to take a tour down the chasms of that mind.
Oh,
you might
heavens.
Get lost. Might get scared to death.
Absolutely.
But you ask yourself, where did that come from?
Where did that come
where
from?
Where in the world did that come
well,
from?
Well, Dick asked me for a taboo one day.
A taboo.
Where did that come from? What is that? Well, I guess when Tina was little, and Dick happened to have a screwdriver in his hand, and Tina called it a taboo.
Well, that's it.
And it became a taboo from here on
from
out.
From there on.
Let it be written, so let it be done.
Yeah, yes. So as he asked you for a taboo, you would say straight or Phillips.
Yeah, exactly. Plus or minus.
Yeah, straight or Phillips or vodka.
Vodka. Exactly.
Right? Yeah. What are the other?
Yeah.
That reminds me of a story of one of our parts guys in town. He speaks Spanish. Spanish guy came in and asked him for a tow bar.
Mm-hmm.
He was assuming that was a Spanish word.
Uh-huh.
And he was searching the archives in his mind for
a tow bar.
What does tow bar mean in English? And the guy finally explained to him, no, that's the English. I need a tow bar.
Yeah, I'm not coming up with it here.
No, yeah.
Help me out.
Exactly.
Here.
A tow bar. There you go.
Tow bar.
We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Craig Chambers is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.